It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement. It's a delight to be back. If you hear my voice, I'm feeling you, and I hope you're in a secure, happy place and enjoying yourself at the maximum level you can possibly imagine at this point. Well, today we have a special doctor on with us who, by the way, has worked an awful lot in an area that we've worked with our whole life and doing things in a different way. Because seemingly, when you deal with cancer, the data, the statistics, and the experience we have over the last combined 100 years shows it hasn't quite worked the way it was supposed to work. And not only is this wonderful doctor going to be on with us, but she has one of the hippest names of any doctor I've introduced in my life, Dr. Funks. Dr. Funk, how did you get that name? Were you born in the 1970s or what?
I married a German, so I think it's Funk, but we all say Funk.
Funk, that's, you're right. Anna's a Swede, so you'd say it.
Yeah, I would say Funk.
So, you know, what's interesting is that you can get certified in a lot of things, but you did something that Anna Marie and I have a passion for. You got certified in breast cancer surgery, and, you know, you've been practicing a long time now. So tell us the difference you've seen in the last 30-some years with the increase of breast cancer. The youth are getting it more. Explain that so that people can understand what a traumatic thing this is for women today.
It really is traumatic. And the increase you're describing over 30 years comes largely from the advent of mammography. So we invented mammograms in the late 70s, and they became mainstream in the 80s. And then all of a sudden, we're finding these smaller cancers at an earlier stage, a more curable moment. And that's all great. But the number skyrocketed, right? Because you're finding cancers that were going to take another 10, 20 years to become palpable by the doctor or the woman herself. And that's how most cancers were found before mammograms. So it's kind of a false elevation in numbers. It's the reality of how much cancer was out there to the degree that it's detected by mammograms, which are an imperfect test and have radiation. And I have a love-hate relationship with mammography also, because arguably you detect cancers that were never going to harm this woman in her living lifetime, assuming she didn't live to 240 years old when the cancer would have metastasized. But once you know about it, even if you dive into the biology of the cancer, some women have a hard time not, quote-unquote, doing everything, which is serious over-treatment. We could be talking about something that never would have harmed her, landing her in chemo, a mastectomy, radiation, hormone therapy, and on with all the side effects, et cetera. So, but that's where the incidence skyrocketed because of imaging.
Let me give the listeners a medical doctor's perspective on this. Now, you're very conservative, which I love to hear, and I love to be around the doctors who are dealing with cancer, who are not renegades and going along with the program. Here's what the problem is. If the average doctor who doesn't have courage, which sadly most humans, forget doctors, don't have courage today, they are going to do everything to take away liability. Because that's what they're being taught in medical school. Our youngest son is in medical school as we speak. And, you know, they give these wonderful classes and dissertations, and it's exciting and it's wonderful and it's enriching. And at the end of every class or the end of the seminar, they say, by the way, but here's what you can do, and here's what you have to do, and here's how you have to do it. Don't you think that's why people are over-treated today?
There is a pervasive lack of thoughtfulness and individualization of the woman in front of you, the cancer in front of you, and taking strong consideration into the mix about what she wants to do. This is her cancer, her breast, her life, her choices. I say that all the time. I'm just here to support you. Whatever path you choose, I'm not going to kick you to the curb because you want to keep this cancer and try a few different things, just come back in 6 weeks. Let's remeasure. Let's keep a close eye on it in case it gets out of hand. The reality is there are certain biologies to cancers. For example, triple negative. This is one of the most aggressive, least curable tumors we treat. That one's probably not going to be killed off by kale and fasting and good intentions. It just, especially if it's already large, it had too much lead time ahead of your awareness and of your good intentions and radical life changes, which I applaud.
Yeah, it's but a speed racer. It's a speed racer versus many turtles.
Exactly.
What a lot of women, what I find, a lot of women, we kind of hide, we find a lump, we hide it, we think it's going to magically go away by itself, and so by the time we usually go to doctor, it's now a serious problem. So educate women about to test themselves.
When I was a boy in the 70s, it was hard to get women to touch their own breast. Yeah. That's not a joke. Yeah. When I was being trained, they said you have to constantly insist that women do self-examination.
Yeah.
And the women in would the say, shower. Well, I can't do that. I don't understand. I've got to go to the doctor. I mean, what Anna's saying is profoundly important, and what you're saying is profoundly important. When do we give women the responsibility from the time they're girls and say, this is perfectly normal. The best doctor is you in this case.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're with your breasts all the time. I might see them once a year, if that. So you should be talented at noticing a change. And I advocate that girls, as soon as they get their periods, they learn how to do a good self-breast exam, not because a 13, 14-year-old is going to have a breast tumor, but because I want them to be like undaunted about, these are my breasts, these are what they feel like, this is how they change as I'm maturing. Yep. And then, God forbid, if you're 45 or 75 and you feel something different, you will know. You'll just be like, boom, that was not there last time.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't get Anna Marie and I on breast and the image of women in our sick society and everything else. And these breast implants, which you know as well as I know, are incredibly causative of cancer. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about not only the health of women and your expertise, breast, but overall health and how we can improve it. We'll be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. We're here with Dr. Christy Funk, who practices in L.A., and she is a woman's health advocate. And I think there's nothing more important for women that we have somebody that actually looks after us and can teach us how to take care of ourselves. And because breast cancer is such a big problem and so many women are suffering and the fear, like you said, Christy, when you go and have the mammogram and the fear that's put on and we have to do this and now it's chemo, radiation and surgery, it's everything at once.
Them into it.
Yeah. So, no time to breathe.
Yeah,
I think, you know, it is behind skin, the number one cancer that women deal with, breast. About 290,000 women this year will get an invasive breast cancer. And I think one of my biggest teaching points in this pivotal moment for a woman newly diagnosed is to empower her with how much of this cancer's future, if it's going to have one, is in her hands. It's under her control.
Yes.
Now, this isn't to completely dismiss. I kind of have two outliers. One is an inherited gene mutation. Many listeners may have heard of BRCA or BRCA.
Right.
There's others that predispose you strongly to breast cancer, like CHEK2, PALB2, et cetera. These can be tested via saliva or blood, particularly if you have two or more family members on the same side with early breast cancer prior to age 50 or ovarian cancer or rare ones like pancreatic. But these only account, and this is the big shock for women, these only account for 5 to possibly 10% of all breast cancer.
Right. Exactly.
So now let me bring something up, because we gave the number to almost 300,000 women a year in the United States alone.
Yeah.
But let's ask this question and see if I'm accurate, if the statistics are still the same. In Anglo women, it's 1 out of 8 will contract breast cancer. In African American, it's 1 out of 6. Does that still stand today?
The incidence is almost identical. It is not more common in Black women, unless you're talking about prior to the age of 40.
Okay.
So they have more younger incidence, but the overall incidence is almost identical and actually slightly higher in whites.
And so now address something, because you've been doing this long enough. Why do you think we're seeing it you said it's rare, but I see it in teenagers who come through the Institute, and young ladies in their 20s, far, far, far more than I did in 1970 when I began my work. Why do you think that's happening?
I think there is such a contamination of the diet and the lifestyle that it's absolutely so polluted that it can alter cell structure and function at even the teenage level.
Yeah.
So everything, you know, pesticide use to phthalates in cosmetics, to BPA in plastic, these ubiquitous environmental toxicities bathe our bodies and bathe our cells, and they're not antioxidants. So I think that has something significant to do with it. I think we also are living in a more stressful environment than we've ever experienced.
Emotionally stressful.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, and that mind-body connection creates a continual feed of inflammatory cytokines that impacts your immune system for the worse, obviously.
It is. I mean, I'm going to tell you, when we come back, we're going to talk about some exciting things with Dr. Funk about the genetic testing, which is going to be able to preclude biopsies, which those of us who have seen thousands of those think it could be spreading some of the cancers, and more accurately than some of the scans. So we're going to be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Health Institute, and here with Christy Funk. And she also have a bestseller book called Breast, the Owner's Manual.
Isn't that a great title?
I know.
How did you come up with that?
Thank you.
Doctors usually only have that kind of an imagination. That's like, you know, that's like Thoreau.
Yeah, I think every woman needs that book, actually. Can they get it on Amazon?
They absolutely can, and it's in 10 languages.
Oh, super.
No kidding.
Wow.
So that's been very popular.
Yes.
So say it again.
Breast, the Owner's Manual.
Dr. Funk. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. You know, one of the most exciting meetings I've had in all these decades is we sat in a room not long ago with a group out of Silicon Valley, your state, and they showed us a test that was accurate, approved by the FDA, more so than biopsies and some of the scans. What do you think that's going to do to revolutionize cancer without the mammograms? But when you talked to me earlier, I resonate with you. We're over-diagnosing things that most likely would never become cancer. With this, it's more accurate than that. So what do you think about all of it?
Dangerous. And what will get the airplay will be the cancer that truly was going to kill someone that was found at a curable moment, say a pancreatic cancer, which is almost uniformly fatal.
Right.
You pick it up on a test like that at an early stage 1, 10 years before it was going to cause the symptoms that made it recognizable. That person's life is saved. That's the story you're going to hear.
Yeah,
and people
exactly.
will rush out to get this test. And all of these fairly indolent prostate and breast cancers and adrenal tumors you didn't even know about
yeah.
are also going to be detected and then overtreated, subjecting people to so many medications and operations. It's Pandora's box.
Well, I mean, I know who's going to gain from this, and we don't have to talk about it, but anyone with an imagination will know what we're talking about out there. And so here in your practice, I'm sure not only people from Los Angeles and California come to you, because now you have become somebody who's sought after. What do you tell women when they come in?
I tell them that, well, first, again, I go through a very methodical explanation of this is your breast cancer, the subtype. Here are the typical ways we can treat and cure it. And these involve one of any number of these seven things. There's surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, anti-estrogen therapy, biologics, which is like immune therapy or Herceptin for HER2-positive breast cancers. Then there's dietary changes and lifestyle. So of those seven buckets, you can pick and choose. Some of them are totally irrelevant to your tumor subtype.
So
I educate them,
yeah.
and all the choices are theirs. But my fun deep dive is in diet and nutrition and lifestyle. I talk to them about what animal protein and animal fat does inside your body and does for this cancer's promotion and progression. I talk to them about being overweight or obese, being sedentary, drinking excessive alcohol, environmental toxicity, emotional stress, fasting, you know, the benefits of both intermittent and longer-term fasting, and hormone replacement therapy, which is, you know, if you already have breast cancer, they're going to go off that. But just my general high-risk woman, we have to talk about pros and cons there, because that's a hot topic.
Yeah, we've been working for decades with Dr. who in 1968 was one of the pioneers in it. The top of his class, Hopkins, worked with the NIH. And in his case, with his level of knowledge and experience, we were able to help people reverse it. But it's not every case and not every form of cancer.
Well, it's amazing, Christy, you're a breast cancer surgeon. And you would think you would just want to cut women up.
No,
but you
are. She's a real doctor. She remembers the oath she took.
That's true. I won't deny I do love my surgical time. I find it creative and very satisfying when you take a tumor off of a breast and put it in a bucket, and you know that you've really decreased the tumor burden in that person tremendously. And now all of these other intentions and actions can really get after rogue metastatic cells, because the main epicenter and the stem cell progenitor is gone, right? So there's an excellent role for surgery in many situations.
Yeah. So what Dr. Funk is explaining, we'll go a little slower, because this is really important that most of you, I want you to get an image. So the cancer cells, like a child molester, and I mean that literally, and it seeks 12-year-old little girls and boys. Because stem cells are naive and innocent and incredible, and they're proof of God as far as I'm concerned. And Dr. Funk knows what I mean. So if you injure part of the body, within a second, these little 12-year-old girls and boys come up and say, I'm going to fix you. So this evil cancer has straws coming, tentacles, like an evil thing, sticking out all over and seducing these little girls and boys to come up. And that's where the cancer metastasizes or grows. But by debulking it, in some cases, that's required. You know, what Dr. Funk's trying to do is prevent you from doing unnecessary surgeries, prevent you from doing nuclear medicine, which nobody likes, but in some rare cases, it's required. You have to debulk, you have to knock things back before you can even take the cancer out. But when you debulk it and take it out, now the immune system has 10% or 8% or 2% to fight with versus 100% it did when the cancer was sucking those little babies up there.
Right.
So, I mean, it must be, as you pointed out, that's why it's good for some people in surgery. They just love surgery because you get quick results. Lifestyle, you don't get the quick results. You get permanent results without quick results.
No, but that's when places like ours and yours come in, because our institute is to help people boost their immune system, get them back in shape, and recovering, which could be before or after, but a lot of people do need surgery.
Yeah.
It's complementary and not always alternative. You know, it's not this or that. It can be both.
Exactly. It can be both.
Our comprehensive cancer program, we work with Dr. Rao, the top, in our opinion, top in Europe, and Symington Center, which is out your way, and Dr. Jan Ranicki, who's PhD, MD. And we tell people, as you are, which is the right thing to do. It's the ethical thing. It's the kind thing to do. Mm-hmm. Hey, here are the options.
Yeah.
Of course, you don't jump into fire if you don't need fire. But by the way, if the house is burning, we need to do that. We need to do something quick on that one. So now, are you in practice with other doctors? Are you doing this?
I'm alone.
Okay, so that must be, in a way, you're a very, very unique individual in the whole world doing what you're doing, because most surgeons that I know have to stay monofocused on that because it's hard for them, I don't know them or their egos or their training or maybe the laws that are imposed, the liabilities that are imposed on them, to talk about things like you are, that lifestyle is important, that natural therapies are equally important, even if you choose to do the things that may be necessary now. I mean, how do you do that? It's not easy, and I'm sure a lot of your colleagues aren't that kind to you.
No, I can feel the eyes rolling behind me, but it's just my passion, so it's easy for me to do it, and I don't necessarily need these other people, these other doctors, to be on board, right?
Exactly.
This woman and I have this plan and relationship. And if we need to bring in bigger guns, certain tumors might benefit from chemo, et cetera, then I use these doctors who don't espouse diet and lifestyle changes, but they'll do what we need to bring that more holistic, comprehensive treatment to the woman. So we work together collegially.
We have to. I mean, I'm in one of these round table ideas. I think we all have to come into a room, leave our ego. I don't care if it's a psychotherapist, an osteopathic doctor, an acupuncturist, and get in that room and say, hey, forget the nonsense. What are we really good at? And put the patient in the middle of that table, that round table. And because the institute that we've had the pleasure to represent and direct since 1980, lifestyle alone, we've helped thousands and thousands of people save their life. Now, but I'm a believer that sometimes you have to, as we do with the Comprehensive Cancer Program, partner with people. So when you come to the Institute, we have medical doctors, we have chiropractic doctors, we have psychotherapists, we have acupuncturists, we have an energy medicine department, we have herbal experts, we have hyperbaric chambers. And people get confused. I said, don't get confused. A little bit of everything may be what you need to have the end result. We're going to have to interview you again, Dr. Funk. You're a good woman doing the right thing. So until next week, all of you out there in the world, make sure that you keep seeking the truth, because when you find the truth, it liberates you and gives you the life you deserve. Be well.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.